baby Satan, you know. But it's a black man time. Junior, jump and move and down the line of steel fire. It's a black man time now. It's a black man time now. Don't want to control the universe. All we need is water to quench our thirst. Could be some black man. Suffered for the rights of man and man. To be liberated in thyself. Black man, before you get off the shelf, no one but yourself. Black man, die now. This I man, die now. This I man, die now. Word come to pass, Nebuchadnezzar eat grass. This a black man, die now. A black man die now. And good God win over evil. To the man and man is equal. Black wife turn up in a rough sort. Black wife turn up in a rough sort. Wife turn up in a rough sort. I do wanna borrow, live to see tomorrow, and fight to get Sodom, Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. Just played some 45s for you there. Iroy was the last thing you heard. Tribute to Marcus Garvey off of Channel 1 45. You're also hearing the version in the background right now. Before that, Culture from the album Africa Standalone, Garvey Rock. You also heard Pick Up the Rockers by Tapazuki from a Stars 45. You heard Lowell Fulsom, Do You Feel It, from a Jewel Records 45. You heard The Equals, Baby Come Back, from a President 45. And started that little 45 set off with The People's Choice, I Likes to Do It, on a Phil L.A. of Soul 45. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. During the ongoing pandemic, you can still support them online. They're hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh through the pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. More information is available at www.rowhousecinema.com or by calling 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, got the radio calendar coming up momentarily. And then more music going up until 2 o'clock. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The WRCT radio calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio calendar here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audio and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. Okay, on the radio calendar, the Cary Blast Furnaces, Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other. With the Blast Furnaces as your backdrop, Cary Carpool Cinema presents a lineup of can't-miss double features all summer long. A schedule of films plus info on other happenings there can be found at riversofsteel.com/experiences. The Lawrenceville Farmers Market is on Tuesdays from 3 to 7 p.m., hosts over 30 vendors in Arsenal Park. Each Tuesday from now through the fall, rain or shine, 3 to 4 p.m. is reserved for shoppers disproportionately affected by COVID-19. For more details, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. That was the WRCT Radio Calendar. The WRCT Radio Calendar is heard daily at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. If you or your organization has an event to include in the WRCT Radio Calendar, please send it at least 2 weeks in advance to WRCT Radio Calendar, 1 WRCT Plaza, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213, or email your event to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, located 40 minutes east of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a $46,500 grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam marked number 6. Clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, and block protective packaging foam commonly found with electronics and furniture. The grant is made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. Bring foam to the WCR drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road, Greensburg, PA. For more information, call 724-879-4020 or visit www.westmorelandcleanways.org. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic. Ordering Speck is now done online only at speckbrothers.com. You can make your online order, payment, and receive contact-free pickup. When you make an online order, you will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's speckbrothers.com. Alright, so next on the show we got some rock stuff and punk stuff and maybe a little reggae thrown in there. We'll see what happens. You're listening to A Minute Pause with Sean Watson here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Travel like This is a paint job machinery, a mechanical nightmare. The wonderful world of technology, napalm, hydrogen bomb, biological warfare. This is the 20th century, but too much aggravation. It's the age of insanity. What has become of the green peasant fields of Jerusalem? Ain't got no ambition. I'm just disillusioned. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna be him. My mama says she can't understand me. She can't see my motivation. Just give me some security. I'm a paranoid schizoid product of a 20th century. You keep all your smart modern writers. Give me a William Shakespeare. You keep all your smart modern painters. I'll take Bam Bam Titian of Vincine Games. Girl, we gotta get out of here. We gotta find a solution. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna die here.
Controlled by civil servants and people dressed in grey. Got no privacy, got no liberty, 'cause the 20th century people took it all away from me. Get myself shot down by some trigger happy policeman. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm a 20th century man, but I don't wanna die.
It's an over! It's an over! We flipped our finger to the King of England. The stole our country from the Indians. With God on our side and guns in our hands, took it for our own. Built a nation dedicated to liberty, justice and equality. Doesn't look that way to you, it doesn't look that way to me. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who I am. Just another stupid American. You don't wanna listen, you don't wanna understand. So finish up your drink and go home. I come from the land of Ben Franklin. Plain and poem all within. Otis Redding, Ellington. The country that I love. But it's a land of the slaves and the Ku Klux Klan. Hey, Boston Riot and the Great Depression. Don't let coffee, Vietnam. Sickest joke I know. Listen up, man, I'll tell you who.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Today, I really don't know. What's wrong with the youths of today? Every day they talk about love, but they don't show the meaning of love. I don't know what's wrong with the youths of today. I really don't know, y'all, what's wrong with the youths of today. That word love, it's our only word. So my red dreams, without you sitting vain, it's not right in the sight of Jah. No, 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 it's not right in the sight of Jah. No, 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 no.
I had another set of music on A Minute Pause with Sean Watson. It is my show, but not for very much longer. I can tell you what you heard. The last song was Goodbye by Sunlust from their album Geek Confessions. Before that, you heard Miles Davis in Concert, side 3 from the album In Concert. Before that, Youths of Today by Horace Andy from Rockers 45. You heard 2 by Speed Plans from their album More Hardcore, American Gun, and Sudden Relapse. Before that, The Descendants with American. I played that off of a 7-inch on Fat Records. Before that, 999, 2 live songs from the biggest tour in sport. You heard Titanic Reaction and Inside Out. You heard The Revillos, Tell Him from the album Attack. And from Celluloid Heroes, The Kinks, 20th Century Man, played Bridget Dawson, Heartbreak Jazz from the Ballet of Apes, and started that whole set off with Love, Orange Skies. I played that from Love Revisited, which is a good starting point for Love if you're interested in that band, and also has a song that was only a single and not on any of their albums. That is the whole set. That is the whole show. The playlist is at wrct.org. And I am out of here. See you next week. Have a good one, everybody. Peace.
WRCT Pittsburgh, we're always here for you.
So we've been following 2 things with great interest. Number 1 is Tuesday's gubernatorial election in Virginia. Very important race. It's Democrat Terry McAuliffe against absolutely radical, outrageous, extremist Republican Glenn Youngkin. And not only is that an important race for Virginia, keeping Virginia blue, but it also, it's at least being theorized as important, maybe in terms of how it would affect the politics of the area, including neighboring West Virginia and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's willingness to concede more. Or, you know, there's all these different ways in which it's important, but it's a very important race. Number 2, we've been following the new trend. I think at this point it's a trend of Republicans saying, if we don't win, it's rigged. If we don't win, it's rigged. We saw this with the 2020 presidential election. And we'll look at some other examples. Republicans are already claiming fraud in the Virginia gubernatorial election. They're already doing it.
Fraud.
Exactly. They are now saying, it sounds like we're hearing that Democrats are already cheating. We're going to look at a video now of the Virginia Republican State Senator Amanda Chase. She was interviewed on Real America's Voice outside the Beltway the day before yesterday, I believe it was. And she says Democrats are cheating. They're already cheating. Folks, they're doing it every race now ahead of time. Democrats are already cheating unless we win. If we win, we won despite the cheating. If we lose, we lost because of the cheating. Take a look.
Look. I'm all about fighting for the truth, too. And sometimes, unfortunately, we can't always rely on the media. I wanted to go there. I wanted to feel it. I wanted to see it. A picture's worth 1,000 words. I know how Democrats are cheating.
Right.
And that
already. We don't even have any votes counted yet.
Information has been given to the Youngkin campaign.
They're going to try to do it in Fairfax County.
Absolutely. You know, I'm already getting reports today that people are going to vote and they have never done a mail-in ballot ever.
Wow, is that even legal?
Yet when they went to cast their ballot, they were told, no, we've already mailed you a mail-in ballot, and so we're already looking into that.
So again, those are assertions about which there could be multiple different explanations. It is not evidence of cheating. It is not evidence of fraud. And it's not evidence that it's Democrats that are doing anything. That could, even if true, that could be happening to the same number of Democrats and Republicans. It's three layers of nonsense.
So that's why we told everybody in Virginia to vote early so that couldn't happen. The earlier you voted, they couldn't do it.
Did you notice that? Now it's vote as now the right is saying vote as early as you possibly can. So this is the new thing. Right before between the 2020 presidential and the California gubernatorial recall, we said this is what they're going to do all the time. They did it with the California gubernatorial recall. Remember when Larry Elder, the Republican candidate, was asked the day before the election, will you commit to accepting the results? And he wouldn't. We knew they were going to do it there as well.
Larry Elder, the leading Republican candidate, would not commit to accepting the results of the election.
Again, whether or not you win or lose, will you accept the results of the election tomorrow?
Right.
I think we all ought to be looking at election integrity, no matter whether you're a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican. Let's all make sure that the election is a fair election. So let's all work together, no matter what the results are, to make sure that the results are valid and legitimate.
So you won't.
And everybody who voted should have voted. Let's all do that together.
Is that a commitment to accept the results of the election tomorrow?
Let's all do that together. Let's all work together on both sides of the aisle to make sure that the election is a fair election.
And so he didn't say he would accept the results. Donald Trump did the exact same thing a few days earlier before the California gubernatorial recall on Newsmax. I think this was on Newsmax, saying it's all rigged. It's all rigged. The Democrats are cheating.
Well, it's probably rigged. They're sending out all ballots. It's all the ballots are, you know, mail out, mail in ballots. In fact, I guess you even have a case where you can make your own ballot.
I made one on construction.